We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Yomad Beis, and we are beginning Kuf Lamed Hey Yomad Aleph around 5 lines from the bottom, the 2 dots. Zok Gemara, Nu Gemara, Amar Avasi, Kol She'imai Temei Aleida, any woman that's Tami Leida when she gives birth, Nimol L'Shmoina. Then the bris is on the 8th day. V'chol She'in Imai Temei Aleida, and any Isha that does not become Tami Leida. For example, Rashi gives 2 examples. Either some Aisha has a Caesarean, which is called Yotze Daifin, and there's Machlekes in the Gemara in Nida, in the Mishnah Nida, if a Yotze Daifin has Tumas Leida or not. Tumas Leida means that when Aisha has a Zachar, a baby boy, she's Tumas for 7 days. She has an Akeva, she's Tumas for 2 weeks. So if it's a Yotze Daifin, that you're only Tumas for, you're not Tumas at all, according to Rabbanon. Or a goy who gave birth and then the baby became a ger. Also, the mother is not tameh. Then the halacha is ein nimal l'shmoina. Samir Rav Asi is telling you the only time you make a bris on the 8th day is only if the mother is tameh. Like a regular mother who's tameh when she gives birth to a baby boy, you tameh 7 days. So on the 8th day, when she's really tar, that is when you have the bris. There's a medrash that says that you don't want the mother to be otsev b'shas the bris. Therefore, she's really tar on the 8th day, and therefore you can make the bris. And these days it's not possible to tar so quick, but we'll talk about it in the time of Chazal. Al-Kaponim, so if Rav Asi is saying that the bris is only on the 8th day if the Isha has Tumas Leida, but which type of woman who did not have Tumas Leida, either because the baby was a Caesarean or she was a guy when the baby was born, ain't Nima L'Shmoina. Then there's no bris on the 8th day. What's the pshat? Because there is a cost of Rav Asi says, Shinema, Isha ki says Riyav Yaldo Zacha v'Tomas Shivas Yomim. The pasuk says v'Tomas Shivas Yomim k'mei nidas t'vayis etitma uv'yayim hashmina yimal v'sara losai. And that teaches us only if she's Tomei, that is when it's v'yayim hashmina yimal v'sara losai. If she's not Tomei, Rav Asi is mechadish to us that there is no din to make the bris on the 8th day. You can make the bris even on the 1st day. So Abaya has a kash on the Amalei Abaya. Darius HaRishayim, we know Avram Avinu was in Tzdava to do Milah on the 8th day, and Avram Avinu's day, there was no Tumas Leida yet. It was before Matan Torah. So Darius HaRishayim Yechichu, She'ein Imay Tumas Leida, where the mother is not Tumas Leida, and Imay Shmoina, and still, Torah says you have to break the rest on the 8th day. Haki says Tali and Tumah, in the times of Avram Avinu until Matan Torah, the bris was Mechuyiv do on the 8th day, and still, there was no Din Tumah there. So you see, it has nothing to do with that. On Malay, Tavasian says, Nitna Torah is Chach Alacha. After the Torah was given, was a Schadish Alacha that the only time you have a Bris L'Shmoina for the 8th day is only a Tumas Leida. So there is a cause of, if you want to add a little Knech, in Zvoyan the Rambam, that all the mitzvahs we do these days are, even though it was in Stavatam of Rama Avinu, the mitzvah Mila we do is from the mitzvah that was given after Matan Torah. So our mitzvah is not even the same mitzvah as that. So therefore, good, Avraham Avinu had the 8th day even before the din Tumah was given. But now that the Torah was given away that says that Tumah, if the Isha has Tumah, then it's on the 8th day. If not, it's not on the 8th day. That's Rav Asi's Chiddush. Right, the Gemara Kasha, Eini, Va'itma, we learned, Yotze Daifin, U'mish Yesh Lo Shtei Aralos, a baby that came out as a Syrian, or a baby that has 2 Arals, 2 foreskins. Rashi has 2 pshatim. Either he says it's a foreskin above a foreskin, or it's talking about a baby who has 2 gidim. So what's the halacha about these babies? Rav Huna, Rav Chiya, Rav Chad. One says Chadam Mechalam Shabbos. You could do this bris on Shabbos, but Chadam Ein Mechalam Shabbos. Once you can't Mechal Shabbos. Ad Kan Lo Pligi. The whole Mechalikus is El Lechalav as a Shabbos. Av L'Shmoina Vad Mechalim Le. It sounds like from these Amoraim that everyone holds you do L'Shmoina. The whole question is Mechal Shabbos or not. The whole question is Mechal Shabbos or not. So it's hard to cash on Rav Asi. Zmar says no. How about Talia? It's not. It's the same Mechalikus. This Mechalikus here. If you hold like Rav Asi or not, he says how about Talia? What does that mean? That if you hold that you're not Mechal Shabbos, the reason is because there's no din on the 8th day, and therefore it's not Mechal Shabbos, because there's no din Shmoina, because there's no Tumas Leida. The other man, the Amah holds, no, even though there's no Tumas Leida, still you can do with Shmoina, and therefore you're Mechal Shabbos. So really, if you think about it, really explaining the part of this memra that's Yotze Daifin. Yotze Daifin will come out, the Mechalikas Rav Huna Chiya Bar Rav will be, if Yotze Daifin has the din of Nima L'Shmoina. Because if you hold like Rav Asi, since the Yotze Daifin has no Tumas Leida, there's no din Nima L'Shmoina, therefore it's not Mechal Shabbos. The other man, the Amos holds, does not hold Rav Asi, holds is the din Nima L'Shmoina, even though there's no Tumah, and therefore you will be Mechal Shabbos. The only question is, what's the Shaila by Shtei Aralos? by the shtei arolas, what's the shaila? So the mafarshim explain that if you learn like Rashi, that's too much shnei gidim, so then you understand why you can't do it on Shabbos. The reason is because you're not sure which one's the right one. But if you hold those two arolas, you have to know pshat why you can't do it on Shabbos. So they bring down a medrash that says, Yimel b'sar alosay, or losay achas deiches Shabbos, ve'im bal shtei arolas deiches Shabbos. Sounds like there's a kosev that if it has two foreskins, you will not be able to mechal Shabbos. That would be pshat on that man diyama. But upon him, what's negated to us is that it's not completely shven Rav Asi, because really machlekes Rav Asi, different arayim, if we hold like Rav Asi or not. And now the Gemara say it's really a machlokes tanoim. This dinner of Asi that says that's tali and tuma, minimum shmain is tali and tuma, is really a machlokes in a brisa. This brisa, which is going to go like through most of the Amid, is going to discuss the din that a person who has the Eved Kanani, he's mechuyev to give them a bris milah. Now there's two type of baby Eved Kananis that you could have. Either it's a Yalid Bayis. What does Yalid Bayis mean? Yalid Bayis means it was born from your shifcha. It was born in your house, born into Avdus in your house. Or Miknas Kasev, which means I purchased this baby. So there's two type of cases. In both cases, Mechuyiv in Mila. Both cases, Mechuyiv in Mila. Say if it's born in your house as your Eved Kanani. Say if you buy a baby Eved Kanani, you have to give it a Mila. Either way, there's a Chiyiv Mila. The thing is that in the Pasuk, there's two Pesukim. One Pasuk is Mashma, the din of Avodim has to be on the eighth day of the Mila. And the other Pasuk sounds like, right when I buy it. And I'll read you the Pesukim. One Pasuk is in Breish Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, Aven Shmoinas Yomim Yimol Lechem Kol Zochel Dor Yisechem. On the eighth day, Yilid Bayis or Miknas Kesef. Both Yilid Bayis mean as Kesef. And it's a different Pasuk. It's actually the next Pasuk. Pasuk Yigimel says, Himol Yimol Yilid Beitzcho Miknas Kasbecho, and it doesn't say anything about the Shmoinas Yom. So the Gemara is going to say that there's all different type of cases, and in tucked into this brisa, we'll see that Rav Asi's din of Tumah is Tali in the din of 8, we'll see is Machlekes Tanoi. So let's read the brisa. Ketanoi, the brisa is like this, Yesh Yilid Bayis Shnimol Echod, Yesh Yilid Bayis Nimol Shmoinah. There's a Yilid Bayis, which means if a Kanani was born in your house, that sometimes will have a Mila on one day, and the Gemara will explain in a second, the Bryce will explain in a second. Yesh Yilid Bayis Nimol Shmoinah. As a Yilid Bayis that gets a bris on the eighth day. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shimol Echad. There's a case where you purchase the Eved and it gets a Mila on the first day. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shimol Shmoinah. And there's a case where you purchase the Eved and it gets a bris on the eighth day. And the Brisa explains, Yesh Miknas Kesef Shnimol Echad. If you buy your Eved, sometimes you get bris on the day you bought it. Yesh Miknas Kesef Shnimol Shmoinah. Sometimes you buy your Eved, the bris on the eighth day. Ketza, what's the case? Lokach Shifcha Meuberes. If someone purchases a Shifcha that's already pregnant. So that's considered that I bought the Uber also, because the Uber already is a being. So when I buy the Shifcha, I bought a Shifcha and an Uber. So this is called a Miknas Kesef. It's not called born into my house, because it was not my Shifcha when it got pregnant. When I bought it already, it was already a baby, so I bought a Shifcha and a Uber. So that's called a Miknas Kesef. So Lokach Shifcha Meuberes V'Achach Yoldo, then it was born after I bought it. Zeu Miknas Kesef Anim Lo Shmoinah. That's a type of Miknas Kesef that gets a bris on the eighth day, because it makes sense to zetzayin the pasuk of eighth day for that, because that's like a baby born in my house. But lokach shivcha v'alda ima, but if you bought a shivcha and the baby that was born already, zui miknas kesef yom lecha, that would be a case of miknas kesef that the loch is you give the bris on the day it comes in. That's miknas kesef. How you have lid bayis? Yesh lid bayis nim l'shmoina keitzad lokach shivcha. You bought a shivcha and then he got pregnant by you. But you all do. That's possibly yilud bayis, the nimul l'shmoina. And Rav Chama, and that sounds like in any case, that's the case. If it's born after you buy the shivcha and it got meuberes, it means if it became pregnant after you bought the shivcha became pregnant and had a baby, that's always yilud bayis, the nimul l'shmoina. That's the das of a Tanna Kamma. Rav Chama argues, he said it depends. Oimer, yoldo v'achach tefila, if you bought a Shifcha Kananis, you never made her into a Yisraelis by bringing her to the mikvah. So you stole a guy, and then she gets pregnant and has a baby. Then you were tayvel Roshem Avdus. That's Zel Yilabayis Nimul Echad. That's Yilabayis that has a bris on the first day it's born. Why? Because since she's a guy, so therefore there's no Tumah. There's no Tumah. That's why it's Milo on the one day. This is like Rav Asi. Rav Chama is like Rav Asi. But a tebila, if your first with tayul l'shem avos, and the achah yolda, then she became pregnant and had a baby, then the loch is that you live bias in l'shmoina. That's the case. You live bias hanimal l'shmoina. They get a bris on the eighth day. Makes no difference. It gets a bris on the eighth day. So right here we have our machloikis, the Tanakama and Rav Chama. If you buy a shivcha and has a baby, it's definitely called Yilabayis. So according to Rav Chama, if you didn't go to the mikveh, she didn't go to the mikveh Yalshem Avdus, then she doesn't have Tumas Lady yet, therefore there's no Mila Lishmaina. Mila Vila Echad. But the Tanakama is no matter what, if I buy a shivcha and she has a baby after I bought her, no matter what, it's always Nimal Lishmaina. So Rav Asi is like Rav Chama, not like a Tanakama. The only problem is we have to explain to the Tanakama what's the case of Yilid Bayis that has a bris in one day. And the Gemara momentarily will explain that. Talk to the Gemara. Bishlam Rav Chama Mashkachas Lo. For Rav Chama, you have all the four cases. We'll repeat some of them and just make it clear. For Rav Chama, you have all four cases. Bishlam Rav Chama Mashkachas Lo. Yilid Bayis Nimol Echad. Yilid Bayis Nimol Shmoina. Miknas Kesev Nimol Echad. And Miknas Kesev Nimol Shmoina. You have all four cases. The Yilid Bayis, that's one day or 8 days. And Miknas Kesef, that's one day or 8 days. How is that? The Gemara explains again. Yoldov achar tefila, if it gave birth, and then you would tevil the mother, l'shem avdos, that zeh Yilid Bayis, shenim l'echad. That's the case of Yilid Bayis that gets a mila after one day. Het tefila for avdos, you would tevil the mother for avdos, for achar yoldan her baby, zeh Yilid Bayis, shenim l'shemayna. That's all Yilid Bayis, where it means that I own the shifcha and has a baby. And it depends, before tefila, after tefila, if it's one day or 8 days. Miknas kes, what are two cases? You bought a shivcha with a baby, she already was pregnant, then she was tayvul achach yalda, and then she had a baby. That's a case, nimal shmoina, because that's more doima to a regular case of having a baby in my house. And miknas kesef, what's that case? Miknas nimal echad, kagoin shalachach zeh shivcha vezeh ubra. One person bought the shivcha, and one person bought the ubra, and then that's the case. Niknas kesef nimal la'echad. So just to speak out, Rashi Bavarns that before the Brises said the case of miknas kesef the Tanakama would be that someone bought the shivcha with vlad ima. So chayra, if that's it's why we say that case here again, and that's the case of miknas kesef. Well, you bought the vlad separately, the shivcha and the vlad after it was born. So why do you say that's the case for Rav Chama? So Rashi explains that we want to give a case that even though it was a tbila, she was very tevil, and then she had the baby, still it's possible to be nimol la'echad. And how is that? If someone purchased the shivcha and someone else purchased the ubra, so there, it's not doimet to someone who has ever given birth in his own house, and therefore, that will be la'echad, even though she was ready toivel le'avdus when she had the baby. Akaponim, that's Rav Chama. Rav Chama, we have all four cases very clearly delineated, very clear. Everything's very clear. El Tanakama. All three cases are possible. This Yilid Bayis Nimal L'Shmoina is good. It means it gave you had a regular shivcha and she gave birth, even if it was before the tefillah. Miknas Kesef, the two cases are like we had. Either you bought Miknas Kesef means you bought it Mubaris and a baby that's Shmoina, or you bought the shivcha and vlada separately, or you bought Zeh Shivcha Zeh Ubra. It's Nimal L'Echad. But Yilid Bayis Nimal Echad, Hechem Shkachas Lo. What's the case? Yilid Bayis born for me and it's only Nimal Echad. What's the case? Rav Yirmiyah, you know what the case is according to the Tanakama? But like Keach Shifcha Lo Ubra. The case is you bought the Shifcha, but only for the Ubra. That means I don't own the Shifcha at all. I only own her if she becomes pregnant, I'm going to get the Ubra. So I have a Kinyan in the Shifcha, Benegeya, that when she has a baby, I'm going to get the baby. So it's called Yilid Bayis because it's coming through the shifcha. I didn't buy the baby by itself. I bought it through the shifcha. I bought a bialis in the shifcha to get the baby. That's why it's called Yilid Bayis. But it's only Nimol Le'echad because it's not a regular case of a vlada that was noiled for Yisrael. So that's why it won't be the case locha of 8 days. So that's only good if you hold Kinyan Peres Lachin Yigof. So you have no Kinyan in the mother. Because halacha is says like this: if you have a certain kinyan, let's say you buy a field for its peiros, is that called you own the karka or not? It has a lot of nafkaminas. Is it called you own the karka or not? So it's machlokes. So if you mind them, they don't own the karka. So you also don't own the mother at all. If you own the peiros like you own the guf, Ma'ik Lameim, what are you going to say? L'chara here, it's considered like a full bialis on the Shivcha. And since it's a full bialis on the Shivcha, so it's a regularly lit bias. It should be Nima L'shmoina. Om Rav Shai, Shia, V'lekeach Shivcha, Amnash Toya Tvila. The case is, he bought the Shivcha, Amnas, to never be Toivel, the mother. And she always belied Begoy. And therefore, this type of case, it's a Yilid bias because it's coming through the mother. But Lamaisa, since you never plan on doing anything with the mother will never be a chayv in any mitzvahs, therefore it's not doima to a baby born in my house, and therefore it's like a regular guy, and the halacha will be is that it will be nimal le'echad. Ad kan, all the different cases, we figured out aside for Rav Chama and aside for Tanakama, and through the process we also saw that Rav Chama and Tanakama is really machlekes about Rav Asi's din, if you need tumah in order to have the din of mila l'shmoina.